Maybe I'm just nostalgic, or maybe it's truly magical.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Andrew.
I don't know even what to do now. And I'm Brooke.
And we have wine again. This is the Disneyto podcast.
Guys, we have not sat down and recorded like an actual podcast together in literal months.
Yes.
And it's been even longer since we've had wine.
Yeah, because we're on our workout for summer.
Yes. Well, I mean, we're still getting our summer bodies.
Yes, we
actually
are. Summer bodies
are made and maintained in the fall and winter months, folks.
But you can drink now because it's September.
Yeah, and this is a white wine. Like, it's probably not great for you, but, you know, fuck it. It's been a while.
As you guys can see, we're very busy.
We are booked solid.
It's been crazy.
It really has been. The summer was nuts. We were all over the place.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of recording in the office.
Yes.
I wonder, like, those people in that room across from the studio we recorded.
I wonder what the
like,
fuck we're doing.
Yeah. You know they can hear us. They're probably like, what the hell? Good thing they're all developers and just, like, their social skills are lacking. So yeah. They just, like, deal with it. They just sit there awkwardly and they don't know what to do. Do you think that they think we're cool or that we're stupid? Probably that we're stupid.
I don't know. A couple of them listen to this podcast, so maybe they'll tell
us. Oh, shit. I take it all back. So, guys, I know that this is a Disney podcast. Tonight, we're not talking about anything Disney related. Sometimes we need breaks. You know, we're not your typical, like, super nerdy, geeky podcast. You guys should know what you're getting into by now. Tonight, we have a really special topic, and it'll spawn another really special topic that we will tackle at a later date. But tonight, we are breaking down the top five reasons why Andrew is single. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, mainly gentlemen, he is single and ready to mingle. Maybe, we don't know, it's still to be decided.
We'll see. But you know what ladies do at this point?
Oh, shut up. Yeah. Ladies too, get yeah, the fuck why not, out.
You know what, are you ever in traffic?
Nope, never. I've literally never been in traffic in my life.
Humor me. Okay. You're in traffic sometimes.
Let me imagine what that's like.
Imagine you're sitting in traffic and you have the left lane mm-hmm. and the right lane. And typically, you have learned that the left lane's faster.
Mm-hmm.
But today, you've assessed that, you know what? This left lane's been pretty shitty lately. I think I'm going to try the right lane. And the right lane opens up a little more.
Do you think you could, like, be honestly attracted to a woman?
I think depending.
Like, enough to have sex with her.
Mm.
It's a whole new world.
Well, haven't met her yet, but you never know.
You just need to meet your forever wife, as my boyfriend says. He's still waiting on his, apparently. It's great.
I need me a chick.
No.
Just kidding.
Women are pretty terrible. That's why I date men.
Uh-huh. Same. Well, try. But.
All right. So what's going to happen is Andrew's going to break down the reasons why he believes he is single. I am going to agree or disagree. Matt may or may not have an opinion. He usually does. So we'll just see how this shakes out.
Yeah. Interested to get your...
Oh, I am ready
to
give
your
my opinion.
Truly
I've had,
raw
this
opinion.
This is my second glass of wine. I'm ready to be brutally honest. Are you ready for me to be brutally honest? Thank God I have a cover on that couch. He just spilled wine
on my titty.
On his titty. You are. Grey Goose got your girl feeling loose. Except it's just white wine. Matt, prepare yourself. Because, guys, what we're going to do later, we're going to do a top five reasons why producer Matt is single. And we are going hard in the paint.
There will be research.
I'm creating a PowerPoint presentation. We're going to pull Facebook statuses and selfies.
I'll have some spreadsheets.
I'm going to contact his college professors for some papers that he wrote.
I've already found
I'm also going to look at his resume. I'm going to contact some people he dog walked for, interview the dogs, see how they feel.
Could you imagine that? The dog.
She's like, that Matt Kelly, I don't know.
Bark, bark, bark. That'll come at a later time. Be on the lookout.
And don't worry, we will find a podcast to make fun of me for as well. So it's like, it's really fine.
Give it time.
If we don't need time, we could do it now, but...
Get ready for the next episode.
Was that you making that squealy?
Yeah, that was weird. Okay.
All right, top five reasons why Andrew's single.
So, go. I have five-ish reasons. There's no real set order to go through here.
I feel like there's no... Well, there's one dominant reason.
The first one there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I feel like this will drive a lot of the conversation. This is a glaring thing. It's like you're just setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah, because once you understand this, then everything else makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very much attracted to red flags.
100%.
I'm 100% that bitch.
That red flag bitch.
No matter what. No matter what.
What red flag are you most attracted to? I have my red flag for you. But I want to hear it. Hear your opinion.
You know, it's almost as if I'm attracted to those who I know aren't long-term material and won't be, but I'm trying to change that.
That my number one red flag for you is you are attracted to guys who are not ready to commit. You love it. You're just like, oh, they don't want to commit. Fuck yes, I want in.
Yes.
And but you want commitment.
I know. And it's weird because it's
I don't get it.
I wonder to myself, you know, am I doing this because I actually don't want to commit, so I'm going for them because I know it's not going to work out?
I don't know, Andrew.
Subconsciously?
Do we need to unpack this?
Or is it something where, like, I know they're not ready to commit, but I want to try to change that to be like, yeah.
Do you have the savior mentality where you want to be like, I want to be the one to change them?
See, that's what's interesting.
I want to be the one that gets them to commit.
I'm usually not the one that's like, I want to try to change somebody. I'm usually like, this is the person. Because I've been in relationships where, like, I'm not going to try to change you. You're just who you are. And I'm just like, okay, I'm done. But it's more of like, I don't know if it's just the challenge or the chase. Maybe it's the chase.
The chase is always fun.
I am an Aries and we're big about the chase. So it could be that. We're all about hunting. I'm a hunter. So it could be that I just like to hunt. But then I hunt toxic
I don't know
meat.
Because... I feel like you want to commit.
I do. I'm like I.
But
I,
for
I want
some
that.
Reason, you just like go for all these dudes that don't want to commit or unwilling or just like can't find it in themselves due to their own personal traumas to commit.
Yeah.
Like I just don't know what you get out of that. Like maybe you have a bad radar for it. But I feel like you kind of know.
Well, that's the thing. Is like sometimes I definitely know. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, for example, it could be somebody where I'm into them. Mm-hmm. They may give a hint of being into me. And I'm like, well, let's see what this does. But I just put myself in that, you know, confused state for a while.
Yeah, you do.
When really I should just cut and move on.
Yeah, I feel like unless it's obvious, you need to start moving on. Because you hang on.
Too long.
And it's not in a bad way. You're not a clinger.
No.
You're not needy, but you'll entertain people for too long.
Yes.
When their intentions aren't.
I'm too optimistic, I think.
You give them too much of a benefit of the doubt. Like, mm-hmm. Okay, maybe they are interested when really you just need to be like, bye, bitch. Yeah. A la Lizzo.
Yeah. And that part of that, I think, comes from I'm tired of meeting people. At this point, like, I'm tired of it.
I hear you.
I'm over it. That's like the meme. Like, I'm tired of telling people my fucking favorite color.
Yes.
Things like that.
I don't even know my
like,
boyfriend's
I'm really,
favorite
color.
I'm just
over it anymore.
I don't care. I don't want to ask. Actually, it's blue. I know.
Maybe that's why I go for the red flags, because... No. I don't know. I think maybe it's because I'm too wildly optimistic.
Yeah, I think you're just too hopeful.
Sometimes the red flags disguise themselves, as you said, as green lights.
Yes, they sure do.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they fool me.
And what we mean by that is it could be somebody who you think is, wow, this is like a really chill person. Like we're vibing, mm-hmm. get along. They seem to have their shit together.
You're on the same page.
Yeah, like you're just vibing. It just works. And then all of a sudden it's like, nope, change of mind.
It's like, actually, I don't know what I want anymore.
Yeah.
I had a spiritual awakening.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a red flag disguised as a green light.
And so that's what we mean by that, guys. It's on Urban Dictionary. We put it in if you want to
look. Yeah, it's actually on there.
There's a quote that I always liked in BoJack Horseman of all shows, which was...
interesting.
When you're wearing rose-tinted glasses, red flags just look like flags.
Yeah.
Is that where that's from? Because I've been seeing that on memes for years now.
Yeah, that was from the second season, so like 3 or 4 years
that's
ago.
That's from a Beatles song.
Interesting. Yeah.
Actually, you didn't know that?
Which kind of leads me to one of my other reasons. We can go into number two, which is men are dogs.
Speaking of dogs, you can probably hear them in the bag. They're so cute. Okay, continue. Men are dogs. They are.
And so... with that being said, you can think about the whole red flag disguised as a green light. Men are dogs. You know, here's an example. I had a gentleman who, not a gentleman.
I was going to say, if you're about to describe him as a dog, he ain't a gentleman.
Some trash lord. Hit me up, wanted to hang out, right? And you know when somebody's texting you to hang out, you know they're not just trying to hang out. They're trying to hook up. They're trying to hook up, right?
They're trying to hang outside of their pants, if you know what I'm saying.
But this person's in a relationship. So I was like, yo.
Oh, uh-huh, I know what you're talking about.
I was like, yo, you're in a relationship, can't do this, blah, blah, blah. So like, but I want him. Like, too bad. So then they text me and ask about hanging out. And I was like, yo, you're in a relationship. They're like, oh, I just broke up with him.
Did you though?
And I'm like, yeah, that was my first thought. I was like, did you though, really? Are you just saying that? Because you know I won't hang out with you.
Yeah.
In the circumstances. And even if you did break up with them, who breaks up with somebody and immediately reach out to somebody else to hook up?
Trash lords.
Men are dogs.
They are.
Men are dogs.
Not to insult you, Rowdy, because you are sweet.
And here's the thing. I get it. We all get like that. You know, sometimes we have hormones.
I don't know.
We have desires as humans. And whatever. But at the same time, when you show that character in yourself to somebody.
That's not somebody you commit yourself
to.
Yeah,
no, it's an instant,
like... That's somebody you're going to be with. That's like...
Go.
One and done. Good for nothing else. Goodbye. Men are dogs.
Yes. Except dogs. Except not, because I like dogs.
I love dogs. They're my favorite.
But they kind of are like men, because the dogs can be shit heels.
Look, if I don't give him what he wants, he'll cry. Like a man.
And I'm a man myself, so I'm also a shitheel sometimes. I get that. But I feel like more often than not, people are shitheels than not lately. And there's also a lot of people who, like, deep down, I think are more old school with relationships and dating, where, like, I like this idea of, like, getting to know somebody mm-hmm. and, like, all that fun stuff. Whereas, like, you know... Now it's like, oh, you go hang out with somebody and have a date, and they're like thinking you're going to hook up that night. And it's like...
Yeah, and then they ghost you.
Yeah, or they get different, or like that constant conversation just quickly falls, and it's like, what the fuck? It's just annoying. And it may be too, because I have had lots of fun times in my life and have gone on all kinds of adventures and...
In Toyland.
And, yes. Done all and everyone I've wanted
I've
to
done
do.
Everyone.
Did it all. Shamelessly. And so that's the other thing too, is like that's kind of back burner for me now. Like that's not a priority.
Yeah, it's like you got that all out of your system.
Yeah. Like I just want the real meat and potatoes now.
Oh, the meat and potatoes.
Yeah, I don't
what
just want
an
the
analogy.
Meat.
Does
I
that
want
just,
the potatoes too.
Is that the dick and the balls?
Yes.
Okay.
I want all of it. But mostly the soul.
Mostly the soul. Yeah. Okay. So I would completely agree that number one is red flags. Your number one red flag is people that are unwilling or unable to commit. Completely agree.
Yes.
Completely. Number two.
Number two is the men are dogs.
Oh, I'm sorry. Number three. I can't count or remember anything.
It's okay.
Matt's just watching TV.
So this one ties in. As I said, this all just ties in. Then we have the apps.
The, like Grindr,
the Tinders,
Tinder,
the Grindrs,
Hinge.
The Hinges, all of those. Because they're problems for three reasons. For example, Tinder and Hinge. I can look at, swipe, match with guys up to X distance, which gives me a pretty wide array of people. However, as Brooke and I were talking earlier, where I live currently, demographically, geographically, it's more rural, suburban.
Yeah, I feel
quaint,
like your selection isn't quite as broad.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. Mm-hmm. So as far as like people in my area of potential candidates to meet and date and things like that, it's real slim pickings. And odds are I probably know all of them already and have either already talked to them or have no interest in talking to them.
Yes.
So that's one thing that these apps create a problem is because it's you get hit with the reality of, okay, what I want is not around me. I've accepted that. Two, though, is kind of the exact opposite thing where you see what you want, but it's very far away. Mm-hmm. Or you could vibe with somebody, but they're, you know, northern New York or down in D.C. And while it's fun to entertain the idea, like, ooh, this could be something.
Like, is it actually feasible?
It's not. I'm a busy person. They're busy people. That's not something that can just easily happen. It's not like you met this person, had this interaction, and then find out they're far away, but you have that reason to want to make it work. Mm-hmm. So that kind of pulls things away. And then thirdly, it's a combination of instant satisfaction, gratification, and the FOMO where, you know, right now I could get on my phone and just like get dick if I want. You know what I mean?
What's that like?
Weird in a way. Like, we don't talk about this.
I've never been on the dating apps.
But I could literally within like a half hour have planned to go hook up with somebody today.
I've never used the dating apps or anything like that. So like, I have no idea how easy it is. I mean, men are fairly easy. So I assume like, if that's what you're after, you can go get it.
Well, and so that's part of the thing is like, you know, it makes sense why people aren't trying to take their time to get to know somebody or commit to things when I can just get dick when I want it. So why bother with any of that?
Yeah. You don't have to deal with the hardships of a relationship.
Yeah.
And all that. You can just have the convenience of some casual sex and keep it moving.
Yeah. Or, hey, I was talking to this guy, but then I saw this other guy pop up that's way hotter. So I'm going to try that and just ghost this guy.
Yeah.
Or one of the other reasons. And that ties into that FOMO. You know, it's one thing when you're talking to somebody and hanging out, but it's another thing when you have 800 other faces and people just right there. Like,
yeah. You just be like, I have a little taste of that, a little taste of this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I feel like there's a lot of that.
That makes sense.
It's kind of really annoying. Mm-hmm. But again, I'm guilty of it too. I've been on the apps. I'm on the apps. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. On and off, of course. It's one of those things. You download an app. You're on it for a day. And you're like, fuck this shit. This is not what I want to deal with. This is not what I want to do. And you feel depressed. You think you're going to get the gratification. And you don't. You don't. Yeah. You never do.
Yeah.
You never do.
I feel like I'm going to sneeze. So if that happens, I'm sorry in advance.
I hope if you do, it scares the dogs because they're very calm right now. And I would laugh.
Nope. It went away.
Is that good? Is it bad to not sneeze if you have to?
I don't know. Sometimes I try to hold them in so that my heart will explode and I'll die. Hasn't worked yet, though.
That's why I keep vaping.
Maybe I don't have a heart. That's why.
No, you do. Do you ever feel like warm inside when your dogs do something cute?
Yes, only for
you have a heart, just not for people.
Because they are very sweet.
Yeah, see?
Oh, they're cute boys.
You got that.
Hi, Coco. Oh, do they hear you licking? That's nice. They all thank you.
Coda's more affectionate than most men I've tried to date in the last year.
Coda is super affectionate. He's
very needy, though.
Very needy, very ready to commit. Yeah. He will marry you.
He would.
And just be by your side every second of the day, never leave you till he dies. Very loyal, very loyal. Until somebody new walks in and then he wants to go be with them. But he always comes back. He knows who feeds him. It's his mom. Rowdy, on the other hand, he didn't give a shit about anyone. He just wants you to scratch him. All right.
I think I just need to get a dog.
Dude, let me tell you, dogs are great. Dogs solve a lot of problems, and they really just, you know, they're worth every bit of everything that you could be put through with a dog.
Yeah. You're agreeing a lot so far.
Well, yeah, glad I feel like you're page. Being very self-reflective.
I try to be. Yeah. I try to be, you know?
You are.
Here's one. Can anyone act their fucking age? That's what I wrote down.
What's my age again?
This is
What's
a thing. My age this again? Is a real thing. I find this so interesting, and I don't know if it's just in the gay community, you know, because I'm not dating everybody else to know what's going on or what y'all's are, and I have enough of my own shit to think about. But I feel like people are either very successful and doing well in life or have absolutely no fucking clue what the hell they're doing in life.
I think it comes down to motivation and ambition.
Yeah.
Because what I've found is like, I mean, I agree. Can anyone act their age? Because God damn it, there are some men out there that are just giant fucking man babies.
Yes.
That can't do anything for themselves. Yes. And it's like, listen, you have a job.
Yep.
You have all these things, and yet you're still acting like a little whiny baby man.
Yes.
What? Where is the disconnect?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get it. I think it's different for a lot of them. But like some of them, were you coddled?
That's, yeah.
Were you never held overly accountable coddled. For your actions? Are you just fucking lazy?
Mm-hmm.
Are you like really that emotionally and mentally immature that like your actions haven't caught up to your actual biological age? Are you like mentally behind in maturity?
Probably all of the above.
Like ugh.
And it's tough.
There's a lot of women like that too. This isn't just men. There are a lot of women who are like my age, you know, going into their, I don't want to say it, but going into their 30s. and act like they're in high school.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
And thank you for bringing that up because as we talk about this, it's not just, you know, me being me or me because I'm gay or anything like that. Just people in general.
It's
so thank
people.
You for bringing that up because it's for everybody. But no, you're exactly right. You know, and that's a big reason why I avoid a lot of the gay community, for example, is there's so much drama and bitching and this just immature high school, blah, 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 blah. And it's just chaotic and it's negative and mean and I just want nothing to do with it. And it stems from that immaturity and that just like, I don't know what people get out of it.
I feel like people have this addiction to drama. And like, listen, I get it because I love watching trash TLC and Bravo shows. That's
my
drama addiction. But I don't actually want that playing out in my real life.
Yes.
But some people like emulate it.
They really do. And I have experienced that.
Yeah. And like, that's what my boyfriend worries about. So you watch all these Bravo shows. Like, I don't want you being all dramatic like them. And it's like, listen, this is why I watch the shows. Cause like I get my fill here. Like, I don't want this shit in my life. It reminds me.
Yes.
It's fun to watch, but to actually be involved in, Jesus God, Leah, come on.
Yeah. You just don't know. And that's the thing is you just don't want anything to do with it. I could start talking to a guy who seems super sweet, real chill. And then I'm like, oh, you haven't worked in like 6 years. You don't have a car. You don't have a license and you live at home. It's like, oh, and like, you know, not trying to get on anybody for being there, living, doing their thing, whatever.
Listen,
but
you
for
can
me,
live with your parents and still be like a motivated
yes.
individual.
Yes.
We're millennials. Shit's rough out there.
For me, it's more
student
like
loans are real.
Yes. And that makes sense. But for me, it's like I have big dreams in life,
mm-hmm.
motivated to get there.
Well, that's
and like I want somebody like that too. Who
that's half
who's
the
a go-getter.
Battle. Finding someone who wants something out of life.
Bingo.
So many people are complacent.
Yes.
And are just like
day by day.
This is fine.
Yep.
I'm good here, and it's like you've got to want not necessarily more, not necessarily better, but you have to want
growth.
Something else. You have. Yep. We're always growing. We're always changing.
Like, yeah.
You've got to want to self-develop here and just have goals. It's a good thing to like want to achieve something.
Yes. If you don't have goals, it's a no for me, dog.
Yeah.
Period.
I just don't understand people that are just okay with being where they are forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you, there's just, I don't know.
And again, I don't care. It's not about like money or success, things like that. Like if your goal in life is to become, you know, the best bank teller you can be or the best bus driver you can, like whatever it is, that's fine, but you have to have those goals.
And I think it, like you said, it is the growth department, you know, like you can be a bus driver, a bank teller for the rest of your life if you're happy and you're doing your damnest to learn the newest stuff.
Yes.
To keep on top of all your shit. Maybe you just love history in your spare time and you want to learn everything there is to know about World War II while, yes, you're a bank teller. These are things that's development. That's growth. That's somebody bettering themselves in some way.
Mm-hmm.
I want, and so many grit, people are, you know, just like complacent, like that. Nah, this is as good as it gets. I'm fine.
Or whiners. Lots of whiners.
Ugh, nothing drives me more insane than somebody who's complacent, but then bitches about things not being better, mm-hmm, for them.
Poor me, like, poor me, poor me. But yeah, I'm going to sit on my ass and do nothing.
Exactly. I'm going to play games for the rest of my life.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? It's, mm-hmm, just like, then don't complain. Like if you want to play games and live in this exact environment for the rest of your life, like cool, but don't bitch about anything ever again.
Yeah.
I don't expect people who want to grow and chase things and like do other things than just that to like stick around with you.
Yes.
Because it's not going to happen.
And don't get mad at them for it either.
Yeah.
And don't try to hold them back.
Yeah.
That's just how things are, you know?
Just happenstance.
So, men are dogs, but not all men are dogs.
But dogs are great.
Yes.
Dogs are not men.
And some men can act their age and are great at doing it.
All right. Now we have one more to discuss.
Will there be breakthrough today? Probably not. All right. So for the last one I put, we labeled it as PTSD from past relationships.
Isn't that it carries through? Funny that past relationships will kind of create habits in you, like not always good ones.
Oh, yeah.
That'll carry over into other relationships. That can come in the form of resentment, mm-hmm, now impacting your expectations for your new partner.
Oh, heavily.
It'll come in expecting a new partner to act like your old one. And for some reason, you look for that and become attracted to it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though,
or unattracted to it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's usually the negative traits of your past partner you'll suddenly look for in other people.
And it's because you're protecting yourself.
Yeah. Because you know what to expect. It's safe, yes, because you've dealt with it before.
Yep. Yeah. And that's one of those things where, like, it's part of why I'm very picky now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm picky, but I'm not picky. Like, I'm optimistic when I meet people.
But I think it's why you give people too many chances.
Probably.
Because it's almost scary for you to have something or to meet someone without one of those characteristics that you don't want. So do you know what I mean? Like if someone treats you really, really well, it's almost like what's going on? Like you're skeptical.
Oh, yeah, always.
So when somebody shows one of those old traits that's negative that you're used to, it's kind of like, okay, I can handle this.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have before.
Mm-hmm. Which can happen. It's like, oh, I've dealt with this. I got this.
Mm-hmm.
But really that's like, no.
Really, you just need to be like, fuck, you got to find someone who's so radically different.
Mm-hmm.
That it opens you up to like healthy relationships. And that's hard to do.
It is.
It's really hard to do because like it's all so subconscious. Like you don't realize,
yeah,
that it's happening, yep, until you're in the same situation again. And you're like, oh shit, like how did this happen?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd never be with somebody like this again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of those things too is like, you know, if I get like a depressive episode or something, I can completely change my thinking too. Mm-hmm. Like I could be one day or like, you know, weeks be really into somebody and then I wake up and I'm in depression. I'm just like, yeah, no, I want nothing, yeah, to do with this ever again. Yep. And then I'm done. I'm just done.
I mean, as a woman, I go through what they call mood swings, but anxiety and depression is something that I've dealt with before. So there are times where you just like, somebody can be so nice to you and so great. And then your brain is just like, nah.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yep.
Done.
Somebody can say one thing and it will just be like, no.
Yeah. And it's like so minor in the long run.
Yep. Which is another thing is like, you know, am I also looking at things like that and filtering a lot of people out preemptively when I should give them chances.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of screw myself over. It's like, you know, I live out in the rural area and it's like, there's nobody really around here. So it's like, well, that sucks. But then I also refuse to date anybody in Philly because Philly men are trash. So it's like, well, that sucks.
Yep, they are.
And I refuse to drive to New York or DC to date.
That's the thing. Like,
that's where all the gays are.
Geography is really like crazy. And like, and it really does dictate the kind of people that you can find. I mean, you can 100%. find all kinds of people anywhere. Like, we're all very, you know, unique, like snowflakes.
Yes.
But it's out here.
It's rough.
It's rough.
Yeah.
I mean, and not like, I mean, especially for you as a gay man, but I think just as a millennial in general, like in this area that we're in right now, it is very like
boomer
established
central. Families.
Families.
Yep.
Synagogues. So, like, yeah.
Weird shit.
Yeah.
Very bizarre.
Synagogues and weird shit. Oh my God.
Just kidding.
I'm sorry, listeners. Synagogues are totally fine. They're cool.
But they're not.
Weird synagogues and weird shit. Oh my Lord.
But yeah. I mean, for example, y'all know I traveled to Chicago, or used to, or had for many times.
R.I.P. obviously.
R.I.P. obviously. Gonna miss it. Because here's the thing. I think I could have had a successful dating world if I lived out there, for example.
I think if you were in more of a metropolitan area in general, you would.
Which is also more dangerous for me too, because so many more flags. So many
more. Well, that's the thing. You have to really be I don't want to say disciplined, but kind of just more aware.
Yeah.
You just have to be more aware. You have to be really self-aware. Which for is, like, oh no, am I falling for like this thirst trap? Or like, do I really want to like give this guy a chance? Are we having an honest connection? And that's what I want to do. So I think it's just being honest with yourself completely.
Yeah.
And doing what feels right. Because sometimes, you know, you just want the red flag. And sometimes you just got to go for it and then be done with it.
Yeah.
And keep it moving.
You raise a good point. I mean, because that's like, you know, a few years ago, if somebody showed me interest or attention at all, I'd be like, and I'd run. Now I still sometimes do, as you've seen. Love it. However, sometimes I catch myself and I'm like, wait a minute, this is silly. This is just a little.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's smiling at you. Move on. You know,
it's like Jerry, you know, like anyone looks at Jerry and he like puts on that swag and he thinks like, oh, they're into me.
Yes.
It's just like, come on.
Jer Bear. We love Jer Bear. Jer Bear had a cute little sweaty on today.
I don't like Jer Bear, but he probably thinks I like him because I've looked in his direction before. That's the kind of person he seems to be.
I like to leave him wondering too, which is a problem.
Oh no, dude. He doesn't wonder. He thinks you are 100% into him.
Good.
And he's like flattered by that. He's like,
so
yeah,
flattered.
The girls and the guys want me. I'm so hot. Getting beers with my bros. Fuck that guy.
I love if I can inflate somebody's ego, but knowing that it's
bullshit. Yeah.
Yes.
No, because he's just
dumb.
Yeah, you're 100% just inflating his ego, and that's it. That's all.
I think for me, it's like the joy of seeing their reaction and how much it can make, how elated it makes somebody feel. You're just like, really? Is that all it takes? But that's all it takes for me, too. So, yeah, I guess
people
so.
People are easy. Like, attention is nice.
Yeah.
It is.
Nice to have.
I mean, I get really needy with Andy sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, look at me.
Please. Love me.
Yeah. And then there are other times where I'm like, don't even look in my direction.
Mm-hmm.
So he puts up with the whole gambit.
I just, you know. And then I always find myself in these really weird situations. Like, I'll meet somebody and then I find out there's this like really weird somehow tie into my life.
Where that's because you live in this really small. So, like, this area, the gay community isn't very large.
It's
like
awful. Everyone knows everyone. But it goes way beyond what you realize. People don't, like, that's the thing with the gay community. Like, I could meet a random gay in another state and add them on Insta, and three people in Westchester are friends with them. And it's like, how?
Because they're looking outwards, too.
Bingo.
Because
and so, like,
it's a
everybody.
Small community.
Yes. And it sucks in a way.
But it's like, once you go to one of those big metro cities, like, you might get some of that.
Yeah.
But honestly.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is like, because it's a smaller community and because of one, gays talk a lot.
Well, I feel like people talk a lot in general. People just
gays are
talk.
Bitchy, very bitchy.
That's
true, it's everybody.
I'm a woman.
That's okay. You know, yeah, okay.
Fair the point. Bitchiness, like everyone gets a little, everyone gets bitchy.
Fair point.
You could have had a bad bitch.
But there's this like bitchiness and there's this like possessiveness. So for example, I started talking to this dude on Hinge a while back. Just casual conversation, went well, at each other on social media, connected some more, planned to hang out. And then come to find out that this kid was hanging out with one of my friends for a while. You know, they were like hanging out for a couple months, like trying to date. Didn't work out, obviously, but I didn't realize that was the person, right? Like, I was vibing with this person. Like, whatever, I'm just going to hang out with them. That was not okay with the friend, right? Because apparently there's a rule where, well, if this is one of my past people I dated, like, they're off limits. Well, here's the thing. When you've dated 50 fucking people, that's a lot of people off limits.
Also, I think it depends on the seriousness of the relationship that was had. Because, like...
if it wasn't a relationship, there was nothing.
Yeah. Because, listen, anybody I've dated, I don't give a fuck who they go on to talk to. I don't give a shit. We are not together for a reason.
Bingo.
And I don't care. You go live your life. I'm going to go live mine. And that's all there should be to it.
Yes.
Granted, now, like, if my best friend and her husband split up, like, I can't go get with her husband. Like,
no.
Duh. It's like very obvious yes. things like that.
But if you went on a date with somebody and somebody else, a friend of yours went on a date with him 6 months later.
It's just like, who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yes. And so like, and just situations like that just make me, ugh.
Yeah. I mean, even if I was in a serious relationship with someone, but like enough time has gone by that like someone I knew enough would be like, cool.
Yes.
Hope you guys had fun.
Yes.
Hope it was, you know, you guys are happy.
Yes. I mean,
don't care about anything further than that.
Bingo. Bingo. And here's the thing. I think the only time people get upset is if they feel, if either they are upset that that ended or there's some kind of like, well, how come?
I feel like there's a jealousy factor. Like, yeah. Why are you interested in them and not
me? But not
me.
Yeah. And it's just like, what's fucking life?
Yeah.
You're not going to be interested people. In 1,000 people. You're going to be interested in like a couple.
And like your tastes change all the time.
Yes. Your
people
taste buds
grow.
Literally change like every 7 years.
Yes, they do. You literally shed all of your skin in 7 years' time.
Dick from 10 years ago does not taste like dick today.
Yeah. The dick that you had 10 years ago is a totally different dick from the one I'm getting now.
Yes. That puss you looked in junior high is not going to be that puss you looked when you were 27.
It's different now. It shed its cells. It's a whole new one.
Bingo. Bingo.
Matt's laughing at me. He feels very uncomfortable.
That rabbit you jerked off to 7 years ago is now
still the same
great grandmother
really
of
weird.
Other rabbits that you're masturbating to now.
You're masturbating to the same rabbit, but now it's a great 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 grandmother, Matt.
We saw one on the trail today. Real big black eyes. You would have loved it.
You would. She was beautiful.
Fluffy.
She was really young too. Had that really youthful tail.
Very bushy. Mm-hmm. You know, you like a good bush.
He's not denying it.
He's not. He's
smart. Got a microphone. He's got headphones on. We
he's
know he loves
red.
To talk.
He's a little red.
But he ain't denying it, folks.
Fun little segue. Much love. But, yeah.
Oh, boy.
But you know what? At the end of the day, here's what I also tell myself. It's like, the longer I want something and seek it out, I'm probably not going to get it or have it.
You're not, because you're almost looking too hard. So it's like everything, you're overanalyzing everything. Mm-hmm. You're waiting for someone to fuck up. You're also scared of the things that you want a little bit because it's like, oh, that it could be real.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you can't look. You really can't.
Yeah.
And it's true when they say like, it'll happen when you least expect it. And that's the case because you're not looking for it. It just shows up.
This is true. I mean, that's what happened in pretty much every relationship I've had.
I mean, it's just that way.
But then they end terribly. So I guess now I'm like, I need to control the situation.
I mean, I feel like it's hard to end a relationship well.
Yeah, they usually end because they're not well.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody who's in a relationship because it was too good.
But you're also so young,
I am.
Andrew. And I feel like we've put a lot of pressure on ourselves because of past generations that have gotten married really young.
So true.
And started families. Like, we think that's what we should be doing.
Yeah.
But it's just not the case. Like, you grow. Like, this was the whole point of having the My Roaring 20s podcast, was because you grow and change so much in your 20s. You're like different people.
I feel like I'm a different person.
So it's hard to like find that concrete, you know, as Andy would say, forever wife when you're so young, because everyone's changing.
That's such a good point too. Cause that's another thing, is like, you have interest in certain people, you know, who I was interested in, what I was looking for at 21 is different.
It's
than
so
now.
Different.
You know, and
so
every
different.
Year it's changed.
Yeah. But eventually you find someone that is also evolving and changing at the same rate as you and in the same direction.
That's
and
what
that's why
for.
Relationships end up working. The ones yes. that work, that's why.
Yes.
Because you guys are heading in the same direction, evolving together. It really is. It's like a partnership.
That's what I want. Motherfuckers.
It's not easy to find. And it's like, once you get it, it's work too. Like, you have to continually
yes.
work at it. Because you don't just naturally fall into sync. It's like communication, sacrifice. Anyway, I feel like we've run through.
We've gotten
the top
a lot
five
out.
Yeah. We've done a lot of unpacking here. A lot of great self-reflection. Good job on you.
Yeah. What are your thoughts? What did you expect?
I totally agree. I think you did really, really well. You're very introspective. It was great. I look yes. forward to doing more like these, like especially with
Mr. Kelly.
Yeah, we'll do one of those. But anyway, next week, well, actually, I feel like every episode after this, we're going to be back
last
to
last week we talked about.
Yeah, I don't remember. But, you know, back to your regularly scheduled Disney talk. Hope you enjoyed this little break.
And you know what? If you guys want to talk about stuff.
You want to unpack some shit.
If you have advice.
We're here for you.
Yeah, hit us. This time
you
can hit us up.
Have you found love?
Hit us up.
Yeah, you tell us.
Are you lonely?
I don't know if we can help you there, but we'll try.
Are you just itching to buy somebody dinner in the Chester County area?
I love to go out to dinner.
I love to go to dinner. And I'm really fun and I have good Tabor manners, so.
Tabor manners. Not table, Tabor.
I have Tabor manners.
You have to take them to the Tabors.
I like Texas Roadhouse.
Yo, I love Texas Roadhouse. don't even start.
Those rolls with the butter and the cinnamon.
The rattlesnake bites. Ugh. Wow.
And I kind of really love their rice.
Do you guys want to go on a date with Andrew and I to Texas Roadhouse one night and talk about things? Please hit us up. You know how to do it. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye. Gia wheezes all the time. So anytime she wheezes, I'm just like.
She wheezes when she laughs.
Oh my God. Yeah. But she'll do a long wheeze. We'll be like.
Yes.
And I die. It's pretty great.
I always laughed to my granddad's laugh because it was always this. And I loved it.
Sounds like you're coughing.
Basically.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network. You're listening to the Geekscape Network.